Let's talk about Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Hawkins, H-A-K-I-N.
Okay.
She was born 2/18/52. Today's 2/23/24. This is 72. Yeah. 72-year-old woman. 72-year-old woman, black woman from that lives in a house. She has 24/7 care. She used to be a flight attendant. She's single, has a son that sees about her on a regular basis, period. New paragraph. She has a history of COPD, O2 dependency, which she is not using. She also has a NET machine that she uses. Also suffers from hypertension, chronic pain, bipolar disorder, dementia, behavioral issues, history of compression fracture, hypothyroidism, and coronary artery disease. A review of system. In the past 4 weeks, patient has lost at least 10 pounds. She's had 2 falls. One required transfer to the emergency room. She's more short of breath. She's confused. She's sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day. She's now total ADL dependent. I spoke to Noor, N-O-U-R, her caretaker. She has a diaper in place. She's now totally bowel and bladder incontinent and ADL dependent. Period. She's had increased pain as well. Recent surgery, non-COVID immunization, up to date. Family history, she cannot recall, patient cannot recall, and the caretaker does not know. Medication, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 once a day. Neurontin, 100 milligram TID. Tegretol, 200, 2 TID. Lipitor, 20 milligram a day. Olanzapine, 10 milligram a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. Metoprolol tartrate, 100 milligram a day. Clonazepam, 1 milligram 3 times a day. Promethazine, 25 milligram PRN. Norcortin, 325 PRN. Synthroid, 100 microgram a day. Quantity, 0.1 TID. On exam, we find a 71-year-old woman who's much older than stated age. She's obese. She is difficult to arouse, but this does respond to her name. At this time, she's not able to use a walker. She's a total assist, period. Blood pressure is 160 over 72, pulses 90, respirations 18. Heart, positive, phone, positive, two, lungs, fewer, bronchi, abdomen, obese, but soft. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa, very dry, lower extremity, 1+ edema, neurological, the profound weakness noted. Here we have a 72-year-old woman on hospice with COPD, O2 dependency. She's not using her oxygen at this time, period. She has issues with frequent falls, weight loss, significant in the past 4 weeks, recurrent nausea and vomiting, decreased appetite, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, period. Patient went to the emergency room because of a fall. She does not want to work up. They told her that she might have cancer, but she doesn't care, and she does not want to find out exactly what's going on with her, period. Patient has definitely has had a change in her condition, requires her medications around the clock. She was using a walker/wheelchair, no longer able to do so. She's not totally bedbound. She's using oxygen, but most of the time she takes it off because she doesn't like the way it feels, but she's using her nebulizer on a regular basis. Nevertheless, overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman, especially given the changes that have occurred in the past 30 days. Thank you. Next, I'll also put down next number psychiatric issues. Stable at this time. Next number is neuropathy. Next number is hypertension. Next number is chronic pain. Next number is hyperlipidemia.